Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo!
I am crazy, Tracy.
Yeah,
We're going to hope to keep my internet today.
We're going to hope that. We're having an interesting day.
It's going to be fun, you guys. My computer wouldn't turn on. This is my laptop. I got it all set up, and then my internet connection was wonky. So right as we're coming on, I was switching over to do my phone hotspot internet. Yeah. Let's cross fingers that it's going to hold up and be what we need. So crossing fingers. Okay, we have Margaret, Cindy, Beth, Tracy. Hey. And Monique,
woo,
in the chat room.
Welcome, everybody.
So, Cindy's saying I can't hear or see you, and that's probably because we were running late with everything going on. But can you guys hear and see us now? Just let us know. Today, instead of me turning this way, I'm turning this way because I'm running. I got you guys. As long as I stay connected, I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to get the questions and the comments. Yes. Okay. Yay. Hi. C. Yes. You guys are awesome. Okay. All right. So, hey, over here, I can even add, look at me. I can do all the things too, because I'm working off a tablet today. So I'm pushing all the hearts and thumbs up. I wonder if I could do a shooting star. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Okay.
Oh no, she's got a new toy.
This might be the new way that I stream you guys. I'm going to love that way and a thumbs up. You guys try to keep up with me. I'm doing all the hearts. Try and keep up. Okay. Yeah, how's your week been?
My week has been... See, I knew about things I did until you asked me that. It does that every single time. It's like, what week? What is today? What is?
Oh, no,
it's been good. It's been a good week. It's been tedious. It's been a lot of little things, but it's been good. Yeah.
Nice.
And then today, that's what I was saying. Today is an interesting day for tech things because Kaya and I, there was a last minute decision. I'll just leave it that way. Yeah, a last minute decision because we do the show, it streams live on Facebook, right? And we decided at the very, very last minute, how about we stream also on Instagram at the same time?
You can do that?
You can do that. Well, you have to use a different device. You have one on the computer and the other on the phone. So I had to learn how to do that, within an hour before we went live so at the beginning, what I was doing, because you have to actually go live before you can add the other person like Kaya, so I had to start it. And so then it's live and you're doing all that behind the scenes stuff. And that's what I was saying is like, you get to see this part, this is the part, usually we have it all done and it's all smooth and you have it all done and it's all smooth before it starts. And this, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what button to push and things like that. And I'm like, hello, everybody. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We got more people. Trina and Judy and somebody was trying to keep up with me with little heart emojis. You can do it. All right. I think for me, I got to have a little breakaway and go to the coast, and it's been raining and cloudy and blah, blah, blah. And so you think you're laughing now, but wait till I tell you. So on this coming Sunday, I'm going to work with a fella named James who's doing sound healing, and I'm going to do a segment after him and bring in messages. And it's been cold here. It's been like 60, 65 degrees, and I'm like, man, can at least warm up to 70? Watch what you ask for, because it will be the hottest day of the year so far on Sunday, and it's going to be possibly 97 degrees on Sunday.
So you did and get you outside. Did get it from here. Blew it that way.
It's like, oh Lord. So it is not in a facility with air conditioning and all of that. It's
that's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. And my part is in the afternoon when it's or in the later part of it's a 4 hour thing, 10 to 2. So mine will be from noon to two, right in that heat.
Well, see, so what's happening is, so you get the sound healing, you get the messages, and you get a sweat lodge.
Sweat lodge. That's what we should do. Sweat lodge sound healing. Yes. But to get me prepared for it, I got to go to the coast and it was beautiful, clear blue skies. So I was so excited because it had been raining up until the day we left. And then it was clear blue skies. And beautiful sunsets, as you know, because I sent you pictures. And I was like, this is so nice, but it was cold. It was like 60 degrees and windy. And so now I'm going to be like, where's that 97 degrees? I'm so cold. But now I've got the air conditioner in my windows and ready to go. And let me tell you, Oregon, it's been so much fun. So that's been my life. That's what I've been up to.
Okay. So you mentioned those pictures. Can we talk about them a little bit? I know you probably can't show, but it's like, if we can discuss more about what, I got a little bit more information, so I don't know if, or maybe clarification on what I was getting.
So, okay. Should I describe what was happening first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So watching the sunset, you guys, these clouds were moving by and it looked really cool because they were moving past and you could see the sun setting behind the clouds. And I was like, man, those clouds are moving so fast. And I looked up and there was this whole other set of clouds. And I had taken several pictures and I'm looking at these clouds going, oh, that one kind of looks like a bird. And that one kind of, you know what I do. Right. I try to find something and everything. And so then we're watching more of the sunset and taking more pictures. And then I looked up and I said, well, that's interesting. Those clouds haven't moved or changed. And they didn't. And this has been probably over the course of a little over an hour that we stood out there watching the sunset and doing that the whole time. It never moved. That second set of clouds, it was a little higher, didn't move. The clouds underneath it were sweeping by constantly, changing form, all kinds of things. But that one stayed there. And then I said, this is weird. Those haven't changed at all the entire time that we've been here. So I took another picture and then I started playing with it on my little filter thing to see if anything else would stand out to me. I said, it kind of reminds me of like light language or something that, you know, it hasn't changed form. And it wasn't like fluffy little clouds. It was like crisscrossing and doing the weird things. And so I thought, there's something there. And I could just feel, you know, when you feel that energy of there's more to this than just being a cloud.
Yeah.
And then we took like one more picture of the sunset and talk, look over, gone. Those clouds that haven't been moving are now incredibly gone. So it's like they didn't move. And then they were bam.
Yeah.
So I sent that to Julia and in a little group and
several people
asking, what do you guys get? So here we go.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, your tendency is to look at the clouds and it's like, okay. And what is that? And try to make something out of that. And what was coming in was, don't look at the cloud. It was like, it was almost like the cloud is an outline is what it kept kind of trying to tell me or saying something like that. It was like, look at the negative space, look at the other, what doesn't seem to be what you should be looking at, look at that. In other words, the part that doesn't have any clouds. And because it was like the cloud is an outline. And it was like, look at that. Look at what, however I said it, it's what you can't see that you need to be looking at or something like that.
I can bring it. So it's these right here. And that was my edited version of them, guys. So that's probably not best picture, but anyway, so the space between the clouds, you were saying,
it was like the sense I got was like that's an outline, of something, you know. So it's like, look at the part that doesn't have clouds to get an idea of what it is. But then you were saying you felt it, you know, and that was another indicator. You liked it. I feel something here. I very much got the sense it's a ship or something. It's something along that line. Now, the part that really hit home.
Yeah, that's not going to come through as nice there.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can see it's a beautiful sunset.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sunset. Mm-hmm. And everything below that set of clouds was moving. But yeah, that's kind of the sense that I got, is that they were, it was some, whatever it was holding space there, like cloaking and disguising itself, and everything else that was moving.
Exactly. And the thing that completely cinched it was when you said it just disappeared. That's what came in later, was the disappearing. That was because you saw it, you acknowledged it, you got it, you got whatever it was. It was there to deliver. And so there's no more reason for it to be there. Yeah, you did get it. Yeah. You saw it, and you were going to get the information as to what it was. And so, but it was gone. But that was one more thing to make you go, what? See, it's all about getting your attention. Get your attention, and then you can be downloaded or whatever is the, you know, whatever the objective is.
So, and I do think that they were doing something with me that night, because I was, so the place that we had, it had two bedrooms, one in the back, and then it had a bed that, like a, one of those fold out beds. Uh-huh. What are they called?
Murphy bed
that folds down. By the way, just kudos to them. They used a really nice mattress. It felt like I was on a cloud. So I'm sleeping on the cloud.
Uh-huh.
And remember how I was saying that we're going to start getting memories of two timelines, like they both happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have been having the weirdest experiences. Like, I get up in the middle of the night and go let a dog out and da-da or whatever, and then go back to bed. And then there's the version where I don't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, which one happened? And I don't know. So I'm there
they
with
both them. Happened.
They both happened. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm there with a friend and I'm sleeping in the main area and she's in the back bedroom. She gets up and walks in, or this is what I thought happened. I thought she got up, walked in, pulled the curtain back and said, oh, it's going to be a gorgeous day. And pulled the curtain back and said, oh, good. And then I was back to sleep. And then she went back to bed. And that was really strange that she did that, you know. And I looked and I remember grabbing my phone and looking, and it was 5:48 a.m. And I thought, man, she's up early. And I figured she must have went to the bathroom, looked at the window, and then went back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So we both
must have been sleepwalking.
So in my mind, we both went back to sleep. But again, it was kind of like, did that really happen or did it not happen? So when she got up, I said, so did you get up this morning and walk over and look out the window? She goes, no, this is the first time I've come out of my room. And I was like, so you didn't come out.
Are you sure?
And say that it was going to be a beautiful day and then go back to bed. She goes, nope, didn't do it. And I said, well, in one reality, you did. And so, yeah, there was something going on there with the energy and the space. And I mean, just to have such perfect weather. And it was like when we pulled up to it's Lincoln City in Oregon, we pulled in and it was still kind of foggy, you know, like the morning. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even morning anymore. It was like almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the fog was still there. We pull in, get signed into the hotel. And by the time we got to our room, the fog burned off. And we're like, wow, where'd the fog go? Mm-hmm. And then the next morning it was kind of foggy. We get ready and we go to head out to spend some time on the beach and the fog's gone. And then the third morning, I woke up, it was gone. There was no fog at all. And, you know, that was going to be our time to be out there because we were leaving. So anyways, I just was enjoying the fact that whenever we wanted to be on the beach or be sitting there enjoying the beach with a cup of coffee or whatever, the fog was gone. So it was a very nice time away as far as just getting to relax and enjoy. So that was good. But having little visitors come along and play with us is also very good.
Always fun.
I talked so much that my little tablet shut off. Hold on. I gotta see if you guys are still with me. Still have you. Still have you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Anything fun you guys are saying in the chat room? What do you want us to know? How is your week going? And hello to all of you that are saying hello. I love that we have such a great audience in Australia that shows up for us and joins us on this day. Awesome. And I know that we have Texas in here, and we have just the people that I know that are here. All right, you guys, if you want me to know where you're from, you're going to have to put it in there. We do have the Australia and Texas listed.
They're relying on your intuitive abilities.
No. Let's see. Beth, I'm going to put you in Anchorage, Alaska. And let's see, who else we got? Shauna, I'm going to put you in New Mexico. Okay.
You never maybe know where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're going to go take a trip there.
Maybe.
So I had somebody message me today, and I love this subject because I know that your mom had quite a connection with Stonehenge.
Yes.
And somebody said, Stonehenge is coming alive again. And I wanted to write back and go, honey, that's been, and that, no, no, no. Yes, it is. what do you get with that? Because I know that when you guys were.
I didn't know it wasn't. Well, what did they elaborate any? It'd be interesting to know what they said. Because, I mean, we just had the solstice, and they always do a great big celebration there at the solstice. And I'm assuming they did it this year. I don't know. That's when they allow people inside the circle, is on the solstices and equinoxes. You know, they allow them to come in, and it's a great big festival on everybody. And it's kind of wild. People are in costumes, a lot of them are, and, you know, Renaissance kind of thing, or new agey. It's very new agey, you know, it's just, but my, when, like, you've probably seen the video where mom and I, which we were in Stonehenge, and we had a, yeah, we, you know, you buy tickets to get, be able to go inside the circle. If it's not on an equinox or a solstice, you get tickets to go in. And our group, we had a group that we went in there, and mom had sessions about stuff that had happened at the center, at the altar, you know, which was at the very center of the circle. And it created a, because we've talked about this so many times, there was a portal there that things would come in and out of. And that's why they would do their, you know, well, the ceremonies kind of came, they were part of it, but it's like, this has been a long time thing. And so later things that happened were, it's like reminiscing, or people kind of remembering, it's like their ancestors, well, they used to do this, you know, and so they would always come in here. And so that's where you would see some of those things happening. But back in the time when these sessions were from, that they actually did things. They had like guardians at each of the four corners, essentially, the four directions, and they would have people coming in, and they would do these ceremonies and anything. Anyway, so that's where she had sessions of people that had done things like that. So when we went, we wanted to, mom wanted to see the exact center, you know, because it's like, here we've been, you know, been doing this. We had with us Maria Wheatley, who's in England, and she's a dowser, a very famous dowser. And so she came with us, and she does a lot of stuff with Stonehenge and a lot of the ancient sites over there to detect the energy and get the ley lines, things like that. So this was cool to have mom and Maria, you know, giving us kind of the, you know, Maria would do it from her angle, and the mom would give it from the sessions angle, you know, well, this is what happened, you know, and so it was fun like that. So we were in there, and, you know, we're talking to the rocks, and we're, you know, the stones, we're sensing their energy. And I remember, I was tapping into them, because you can tap into anything, anybody's energy, anything's energy. And I remember tapping into the stones, and they were alive then. Okay. I could feel them. They were talking to us, you know, and they were interacting with us, exploring them and the energy. So it was really fun. And then mom wanted Maria to douse for the exact center of the circle. And so she did. And then we all formed a circle. This is something just spontaneous. We formed a circle around that center and we did a meditation. And it was like we were healing because after the beginning, when that was first used, it was like used to, it was very, whatever its purpose was originally, it got twisted and it started being used for negative things and bloodshed was had there and wars, and it started all these crazy things. So that's when they destroyed, they decided to dismantle the Stonehenge, was so that it would not have that power anymore. Okay. So when we went there, that's what we were like. We were healing that portal is what we were doing. We were sending it love and sending it healing so that if it chose to be active or do whatever, it could.
Yeah.
And
maybe that's happening.
You know, maybe I was told the day after we did it, I was told that we had reactivated the portal.
Yeah. That I was thinking that you were saying that you had gotten that information as well.
Right. When it was like the next day, for some reason, so I was talking to somebody and that just popped in, you know, that's how it works. It just popped in. Now here's another part of the story was, this is maybe a year or maybe it's even that year. I don't remember what year it was. I got to be there at a solstice, you know, and be part of that. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was so cool when there was our little group of, I don't know, 10, 15 people tops, you know, and we were in there and being very intimate with the rocks, you know, and feeling them and interacting with them, with the stones. And then here, I mean, I don't know, it might've been 1,000, maybe more than 1,000 people there. And there, some of them were climbing on the stones, which you're not supposed to do. But anyway, but it was all this, it was just crazy. I mean, they were excited. They were, you know, celebrating, you know, they were excited to be in there. And it was just like, they're chanting. It's kind of like how we talk about at the sightings, the sky watching thing, all this noise is being made. It's like, that's not how, you know, that's not how you make your connections. But anyway, hey, whatever, have your fun. Well, it was interesting because I was in there and I was like, I mean, it was so crammed, you couldn't even find a place. So I just kind of got on the edge and I'm trying to tap into the stones. Cause I was like, that was so magical to be able to do that. And so I'm trying to tap into them and I'm like, hello, hello. You know, I'm just feeling them and they were completely cold. It was like they had turned their backs. They had gone completely inward and turned their backs because that was too much. What was happening there was just, it was like, you know, and it was very overwhelming. All that activity. So anyway.
Yeah. So that's
that was my experience. That was, you know.
Right. But I had a client that she went on a fairy thing. And I think we've talked about this before where we do forget that, you know, it's not meant to be like blah, blah, crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she went to this fairy thing and everybody's running around and stomping around on things and the fairies got upset and she was a channel and they used her and she was like, I didn't even know I was saying these things to people. So she needed to learn how to be the channel. And she came in first session and learned a lot of things about it. But what happened was the fairies were like upset that these people were there. One, they didn't ask. It would be like going into somebody's house, just opening the door and setting up a party.
Absolutely.
It's like, I'm excited to see this. So I'm coming to your house and I'm just going to set up a party and I'm not even going to ask you and that we're just going to come on in. That's the feeling that they were giving me as she was talking about it. And we have to remember that, we're excited, but we need to tap into the energies and meet them in the appropriate vibrations.
I love where this is going because I don't know why we're going this way, but this, I love it that we're doing this. That has happened on many occasions. And I have been in Ireland where I was around a fairy. I can't remember what they called it, but it was like a little area that they had set up for fairies. And it really, I mean, it was a section and there was that. And it's like they had a a walkway, and the way that you go in, there's always certain ways you do things, you know, it's the way you would go in, the way you go out. And there's been several things that I've gone to, like when I was out in Palm Springs in California, and the strangest coincidence, the strangest circumstances, whatever, got me into the most magical area in the desert. And it was, I was on this tour, and other people that lived there, they said they had never heard of such a tour. You know, what? But it was like, yeah, it was seeing the spiritual areas, you know, in the area. And this one guy, he was a really cool musician, and he was famous for that. But he also, on the side, he did tours in the desert, and but it would be from his perspective. I mean, he would show you the angel on the mountain. He would show you, I mean, it was like this. And when he took to, we went to the oasis in the desert, it was, I mean, to the naked eye, to the uninformed, whatever, it just looks like a group of trees just out there, and kind of scraggly trees at that. Okay. No big deal. Nothing to, then that's how these things are. They're just, they look normal. They look whatever. And he was like, well, we got to stop right here. And now when you get, you need to ask permission to go in. And that's how all of these places are. You must ask permission. So if anything, if you feel something, and we were, that was just recently that we were in, where did we go? And we went on that mountain. We went on that stone that reminded us of the Stone Mountain in Atlanta.
Right. The one in Texas.
Yes. Thanks. See,
the name of it. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, yeah. Darling, are you in the audience?
Enchanted Rock. Rock?
Something
okay.
like that.
And we were up there. And I don't remember, was I with you at that point whenever all of a sudden there was an interesting energy and it was like, whoa. And it was like, I can't remember how the trees were, but it was like something's happening. It's like, oh, we have to ask permission and we to go forward. And it's like, yeah. Something, it was like we knew something was different. There was an energy. And then we just tapped in a little bit. It didn't take a lot of effort to tap it in. It was like, ask permission. And it was, and then it was just really cool. And it wasn't very far that we had to do it for, but it was just really cool experience because we did that. So I think, what they're telling me now is because we asked, oh God, this is cool. Because we did that, we actually went in on a different dimension than what somebody else would that didn't ask. Very cool.
Yeah. We had different dimensions happen when we were in Mount Shasta too, where I was looking for you and I could hear your voice and you could hear mine, but we couldn't find each other.
Right.
Yeah. We do weird things. But I had that happen when I was in Arizona. Is that right? Arizona. Yeah. When I went to Sedona, the first time I ever went to Sedona, and I was going to look at some petroglyphs, you know, the writings on the walls, and a friend of mine that knew the area was walking me towards it, and we're blah, 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 and all of a sudden I just stopped. And
she was like, you, it's okay? It's like something's there. Yeah.
And she goes, are you okay? And I said, yeah, are we getting close to this wall or something? She goes, yeah, it's just right around that tree. And I was like, okay, this is really weird, but I feel like we need to ask permission to go in there. So it's the same thing.
Yes.
I felt like, and then as soon as we did, then I felt.
Exactly. It gives way. Yeah.
And I could even go like this and feel like, no, I'm not supposed to go forward till I ask if I have permission.
And then, and you know when it's okay. You get, I don't know, something, it just in you or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, okay, I can walk now. I can go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's happened a couple of times with the entering different dimensions, twice when we asked, that one with you and then the one in Sedona, and then just being on Mount Shasta and knowing it's like, why aren't we seeing anybody? There is nobody else around. What's happening? And then I can hear them.
Wonder, because I don't recall us, I mean, we were with Charmian, and so we were just going. I wonder if maybe she had asked permission or something. I'm just wondering, or if you and the group you were with, if you had done something that put, you know, one of us were in a different area.
One other person, and we were trying to find you guys, and I was texting, And the texting worked just right, where I was texting you and I was texting Frank. And right when we got to this point where we could turn right or we could turn left, he sent me something that indicated we should turn left right at. We went left and you guys had gone right. And Erwin was saying that when we heard how odd it was, because we didn't pass anybody, it was like,
yeah,
that he was on that path. And, you know, the birds seemed loud. Everything seemed nature. You know, we could hear the creek running. I can hear it in my head right now, just talking to you about it. Like, we're walking this path and I can hear the birds. Yeah. I can hear the creek. And I can hear, like, I was sitting there going, that's so weird. I could have sworn I heard Julia's voice when we came down this way. And then it went away. And anyway, so later you had said, well, that was weird, because I thought for sure you were coming around the corner and I could hear your voice and you weren't there. Mm-hmm. So when we were telling her all of this, and maybe we should classify that Charmian was one of the guides, or, you know, she took us on the guided tour into.
Right. We were doing a meditation and we kept moving around and we were doing meditations and we were doing a meditation. And we were waiting for you guys. Hey, where are you?
So she said that we were holding the balance or something to the energy of the group. And so we were on the lower end, because she said, no, we went up. We turned right and went up, and we turned left and went down. And so she said that what she was getting is it was creating a balance in the energy so that she could take everybody on that meditation. So that was kind of cool to find out, because I was so bummed I didn't get to go in the meditation.
Yeah,
we couldn't find you guys. And yeah, it was just an interesting experience altogether. And and so anyways, I'm going to go to the audience here, because we did ask him about certain things.
Yeah.
We got Southern California and Kentucky. I think that is KY Kentucky. What's
Kentucky? Yes, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, yes, Enchanted Rock. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy lives out there, but out in that same area. okay, that's what we got. Oh, there's caves. I've been down in the caves of Enchanted Rock. So cool. I didn't know there was caves.
We did read something. Wait a minute. What did we... Remember, we were going around, we're like, oh man, we got to be halfway. And then we met those people and they're like, well, you're like this far. We're like,
oh, you guys, you should have saw our faces when we're like, man, we got to be like halfway around this thing. And this beautiful little couple comes along and they got a map and everything. And they're like, oh, you guys, you're only here. It's like this much of this much.
Yeah. And we're like,
Julie and I look at each other with,
mm-mm.
We're going back. But then Erica and Sarah went a different route up the Enchanted
Rock. Yeah, and they had an interesting experience.
So yeah, so that was fun. When we were indulging ourselves with some cold drinks, they were hiking in the heat.
Yeah.
And Erica made it to the top, I believe, but Sarah
hit some kind of a wall and I think it knocked her back or something.
Yeah, so she just was like, I can't go any further. Well, once Sarah left her, then the message was that they took her somewhere, right? Like,
yeah.
She got,
or wasn't it something down? She went, yeah, there's something under in the down.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. But she went on a journey she was in her.
Well, she probably went into the caves, maybe below the caves.
Yeah. Oh, there's
some reason I feel like that sounds familiar. Cave sounds like something we heard, or I don't know. It seems.
Chris, you're in New York City now. Chris is the one that helped us down Stone Mountain. You remember Chris, the other mountain. Yeah. So she's in New York City. Cool. All right. You guys are very fun in the chat room. I love it. You're hanging in there with our stories. I appreciate you. And yes, indeed, she's in New York. Wow. fun.
Cool.
All right.
That's very cool. Different. That's a change of pace, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, all right. So we were in the fairy realms for a minute. I think that somebody asked me the other day, are fairies, how did they ask it? Can fairies be ornery? Maybe that's what they said. And I'm like, okay. Oh yeah, they can. Because, you know, we think of fairies and angels. Well, angels are there, you know, they're going to swoop in and keep you safe and all that. Fairies have a sense of humor. They're a little ornerier. They are very protective of their territory. You know, they'll play.
Yeah, I mean, they're
hide keys, but they're very loving. They love us. They just want us to wake.
Yeah, that's less. Are people ornery? Are there people that are ornery? Are there people that are mischievous? Are there people that have an interesting sense of humor? See, they're beings. And that's why when people's like, oh, the ETs, there's some that are like this. It's like, are there humans like this? Are there humans? It's like, hey, it's a cross section, you know, there's of all kinds. And so, yeah, I mean, there's fairies that are Tinkerbells, but Tinkerbell was mischievous, as I recall, wasn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, so, all the movies of the cartoons of the fairies, they're, you know, they're having fun, they're playing, yeah. But they're little pranksters at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what they're here. I mean, if you're seeing them, it's teaching us that is to have fun and remember that childlike essence. Because who sees fairies? Children, you know, so it's all that, you know, and remember that.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. I have a friend that had called me last week and she sent me this video and she's talking on this video and this little light comes out from here, comes up towards the camera and you can see its little wings and then it flies off.
Oh.
And it's like, what? That's so amazing.
Very cool.
So fast. You got it. If you're not catching it or if you don't catch it on the camera, you might miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she said, I never go and rewatch anything. You know, I record stuff and I put it up and I don't really rewatch it. She goes, but for some reason that particular video, I went back and I was watching it. And then I was like, what was that? And so she rewound, played it again and saw the little wings on it. And it was pretty cool.
Okay, just now, right before you're saying that, now maybe it had to do with what you were saying. I don't know. But I was feeling a great deal of energy right here. And then you were talking about, I'm like, oh, she's about to say whatever it was I'm feeling. And I thought, but then you said the fairy. I don't know if that was it or not, but it's like this tugging. So I don't know if somebody here is needing really, I mean, it's like, this is that need to speak kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That tugging, that a lot of energy right there. So who is somebody needing to say something? You know, I will happily give you the floor if you do. I mean, it was strong. It was very strong.
So Chris is asking if fairies are in the fourth or fifth dimension. Probably both. I don't know. Alternate reality, maybe, however you want to say that. There's so many layers.
I mean, we don't see them in the fourth is time. I mean, they're just right here. It's laying on whatever dimension. It's just another dimension right here on top of our dimension, because it's when you relax and are not focused and you go in, like, especially if you go into that meditate or you raise your vibration in that really happy place. See, you're raising your vibrations to be in a different frequency. And that's when we can see them. That's, you know, so you're going to a different dimension at that time. So they're in some dimension, whether, you know, what number it is, I don't know. They're saying it doesn't matter. We're here for you when you want to lighten up. Woo, that's cool.
You want to lighten up. Okay. So I am watching the chat room for anybody that feels like they got a throat chakra thing going on. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about that if that's happening.
Yeah, is that possible, that one with the fairy, because it happened and then you said and you were doing this, I'm like, oh my god, you're pointing right at where I'm feeling this. And so I don't know if it was the fairy could have been doing something with that.
Oh, with the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting with that. Okay, so let's see what might come in for that. Oh, so what I'm hearing when you say that is that they were trying to work with her in that video to channel their message. And maybe they were struggling with getting that through, so they wanted her to see them so she'd be aware that they're trying to work through her. Mm-hmm. And she's good at that kind of stuff. So I'm sure she's got that picked up and figured out. But yeah, how powerful. You know, it's interesting because I had a session today, a QHHT session, and my throat, I would be listening and responding, and all of a sudden I'd just get this tickle in my throat. So there is a throat chakra theme going on, where, you know, I kept trying to figure out, because it happened 3 times. And you definitely don't want to have to clear your throat a lot when you're recording somebody's session, just so you guys know, we are aware. We don't want to do that to your recording. Mm-hmm.
But these energies do affect us as practitioners. You know, if you're in that room and you know, you're picking up on, just like this, we pick up on things, you know. I mean, the more I go, the more empathic I'm getting. It's like I pick up on, but I know enough now to know when it's not mine, you know, it's somebody else's, and it's like, okay, I've got to speak to it or whatever. So and it makes sense. I mean, whatever it is, the floor, you know, you guys have the space, please know that this is a loving area. This is a loving room that we have, you know, here for you if you want to speak. Boy, it's coming back. It's up here now. So,
I think we're on through you.
Hmm?
Maybe they're trying to speak through you.
Well, I doubt it. You're always trying that. No, people need to speak for themselves.
No, I mean, other beings are beautiful.
I don't get that feeling. I don't get that sense.
No. Is it somebody, it's somebody that's watching? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah. I feel like somebody, because this is what happens a lot anymore. I pick up on someone out there, and maybe it's not in this immediate live audience, maybe it's as it goes out further. I don't know.
Okay, so here we go. Chris says, I'm sorry, it's probably me because I have questions on QHHT and battling a practitioner who has the wrong intentions with the energy. Interesting. Well, here's what I have to say about that. And thanks, Chris, for bringing that up. When you guys are looking for a practitioner, make sure you resonate with them before booking your appointment. It's not always who's the closest to me and book it. It's kind of get to know, you know, look and see if they have videos or if they'll do a consultation or something. Make sure you resonate with you're going to spend a lot of time with that person. Make sure you resonate with them and it feels right for you.
And trust yourself to know. Please, if you feel anything is off, listen to that. Trust it. And it's okay to say, you know what? I don't think this is a good fit. Because the practitioners are taught to say the same thing if they feel that.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Please be you are your ambassador. So please stand up for yourself. If it doesn't feel right, if it's not, there's not the rapport there, because you've got to trust that person. You've got to have a rapport for it to go anywhere, to really get the beauty of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate to be the devil's advocate here, Chris, because I love you so much, but what's in this for you that this is coming up? So what do you need to look at that this is coming up for you? There's something clearing, something healing in this where, and you know, you're going through an experience. I know it's not a fun one. And it's turning your world upside down, I think, because you're in New York City right now, and that's not where you were last time I talked to you. So what is it that this is doing that's either working for you, showing you something? What's it revealing? Look at where you're holding the energy, and then see if you can work through that. And, you know, that goes for any of us. I do this constantly. If I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that wasn't nice. Where did that come from? Why did that trigger me? What am I going through here? What is it showing me? And, you know,
it's a mirror. We have mirrors all around us showing us our stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to make the other person right or wrong. Nobody's right or wrong. Everybody's right, in fact. That seems to be the message lately. Everybody is right. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
know that, you know, if this person isn't acting with integrity, that they're going to attract clients that are an energetic match to that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Is that a nice way to say it?
Absolutely. How about we can make it even a little more general? Anyone who does not act with integrity will attract things of like energy to themselves. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can, like, you know, it's so simple when if we can look at it, just take ourselves out of it and take any person out of it, just make it really general and go, you know, when people lie to others, don't be surprised when people start lying to them.
Yeah.
When people steal from others, don't be surprised if all of a sudden things start being stolen. It might not be exactly tit for tat, like I stole bread, you guys steal bread. It may be some other kind of stealing, but it's the same energy. It's stealing. If I'm doing really extreme things here, you know, as far as like way out there, because to try and make the point, but that's how it is. And that's when you look at yourself, it's like, okay, this is happening. So what is going on? What am I doing? What am I thinking? What are my actions? What's going on with me that could possibly be attracting this kind of energy? So we always have to look inside. And mind goes, okay, what am I learning? You know, so we go through all these different things. We're creating these things for something. We're attracting it. We're creating it. We're, you know, all of the above.
Exciting is that?
It is. It's so exciting.
We get all bent out of shape that this stuff is happening, but then at the end you're like, oh, that's interesting. If that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be over here. I wouldn't be doing that thing, or this wouldn't have opened up for me. And so you don't know the full story yet. Things are happening to disrupt your life because it's taking you somewhere. You set this up, you designed it, and it's exciting. So when you can start approaching it with everything, oh, that's exciting. Okay. And I know that's a stretch for some things that do happen in this world.
That's so anxiety.
Exactly. But when you can find those moments to go, okay, this is showing up for me. Now it's my turn. I'm triggered by this. Now I need to go look at it. If you're not triggered by it, then it's not getting, you know, it's not a thing. But if you're triggered by it, then yes, it is. So, and
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, you guys. They're enjoying this learning experience. we are on such fascinating journey. So yes, very important to remember to let go of judgment on ourselves, on anyone else. We're mm-hmm. all here trying to get through this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your mom even said they're actors in your play.
Yes.
And they're
showing up. Playing parts. We're playing part. I'm playing a part in your play. You're playing a part in my play. All the people around us are playing parts. We're all playing for each other. This is, we agree to this.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, when we can pull ourselves back a little bit, and I think that's why that's such a common thing in, you know, if you go into counseling or therapy of some sort, they'll tell you, right, okay, now let's pull back. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rise up above it and look at it. Because when you get out of the emotional entanglements, you can get a different view of it. Why is this happening? Or get somebody else's perspective and why they're reacting the way they are. Or is this the outcome that you desired? What could you have done different to create a different outcome then? Mm-hmm. You know, what part are you playing in that? And start looking at all of them. And sometimes the part you're playing is that you're responding. Quit responding, you know.
Yeah.
And I know that that's not always easy. You know, I'm divorced with three kids that I share with a co-parent. So I know that that's not always easy to quit responding, because sometimes you don't get to do that. But how are you responding? Are they still able to get a reaction out of you? You know.
Right. And then I think that's the big thing. Is there a reaction?
Yeah.
And things will keep happening until you get to a place where there isn't. You can have neutrality. When you're there, then it's like, okay, you're done with that one.
Yeah.
It may continue, it may not, but you're beyond the testing of it, or whatever it was you wanted to learn from it. You've gotten through it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now it's on to something else.
Get a reprieve and go again.
Right. Remember, mom used to say that. It's like, okay, you get done with that one, then now you go on to something else. It might be harder, it might not. I'm like, can we just have a break? Can we just relax? How many times do you feel like that? I think I heard recently, I don't want to tattle on the person, but it was like, and I remember having times like this. I've said it so many times, is can I just get off the world? Will somebody just stop it spinning so I can just get off?
Ferris wheel.
I'm done. I just want to stop. Or I'll get off the merry-go-round, whatever. It's like, can I just for a little while? I'll get back on the ride later, but I just want to get off for a while.
Right. And I think, you know, we all go through that. Mm-hmm. It would be silly to think we don't, you know, we're doing our thing. Chris is on here and says, very true. Thank you, ladies. And writes a little bit more if we want to go back and look at that later.
Good.
Oh, love is stronger than the ego. I do want to say that. Very nice. Walk in the light. And yeah, but my throat is blocked because it's hard for me to express the feelings of deception. But you'll get through that, Chris, because you're learning. There's something there for you to learn, and then you're going to teach it. That's what I'm hearing. And then you're going to teach. So learn, then teach. And now I get chills.
Good. Woo! Yeah.
Okay. So we're running out of time here.
Yeah, I want to tell her she's got to do something. Because it's like this guttural feeling in here. So when she said that, this is going to be weird, but I want you to do this. That's something like that is what they're wanting to get the vibration down in there and to help you. That's a physical thing to help you to open. You are so afraid to speak your stuff. They want you to just start making noises and just go, okay, turn your volumes down if you need to, but you know, things like that. Just get it through and it will start going, and be clearer and might even get higher, higher, higher. It's okay. It doesn't matter if other people hear you. This is for you. And there's something in there. You need to feel and hear your own vibrations. You need to know your voice. Seems a little drastic to me, but it's important.
I love that you're saying hear your own vibrations, because it's so true. We all have a signature frequency. And you know, if we get so convoluted with everything in this planet that's going on, then it's hard to remember what our true signature is.
Know your own voice.
I'm sorry if this may not have been the appropriate time to do it. That's so interesting. I was about to just scream in the train today. It's like, the girl, you need to chill out. I don't know, maybe you're in New York, that might have been normal. But you are picking up on her throat. Yeah,
so
we love you, Chris.
Yeah, so it's feeling better now, so
yeah,
I did my thing. You do your thing.
You know, here's the thing. You need to be heard. You need to be seen. You need to be valued. You need to be listened to. You're feeling frustrated with that because your needs are not being met at this time. And the situation at hand, you know, you got somebody that knows that's your trigger and they're triggering you with it. Yeah. But again, it's your trigger. So what do you need to do to heal that? And I'm always encouraging myself and others, respond in love. And maybe if you don't do that the first time, because sometimes we just react and we're still learning. We're babies, right? We're still learning. But what would happen if you respond in love? And that doesn't mean you become the doormat. I'm not saying be a doormat. Go to a place of love. What does this person need? This person that's you're in conflict with, just go into a higher realm with their soul and exchange what it is you both need. They need love, you need love. They need heard, you need heard. Probably neither one of you feel like you're being heard, and that's why it's becoming conflict.
Yeah.
So if you give up who's right and who's wrong and just listen to each other, that might be, you know, you might be able to get some headway. I don't know, because I don't know all the details of it, but yeah, it's it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating when you're trying to get through to somebody and it's not happening. Or
it's
you know,
okay to say your piece. It's okay. I think sometimes we feel like as spiritual beings, we're not supposed to do that. And that there comes a doormat. It's okay to say your piece. If somebody's encroaching on you, it's okay to go, you know, this is my space. You know, you can push back. It's okay. You know, you set your boundaries. It's very important. That is self-love, is setting your boundaries and saying, no, this is the point that I say no.
In love. I love myself enough to know you don't get to treat me that way anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and you can do it in a nice, calm, peaceful voice. And then
you over there. No, over there.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, learning boundaries. Very good. Awesome. Okay. So anything else? Anyone else you're picking up on?
Where else am I feeling anything? We're good. We'll save for anything for the next time. I got something now that I'm saying though. I've got something right here at the back, at the nape of the neck. That's interesting. That's just coming in.
All right. Who's got that? We're going to talk a little bit and then I'll check, see who's got the thing going on at the back of the neck.
We can't talk for too much longer.
No, so. I'm going to ask you questions about, hey, where do people go if they want to become a practitioner? Or if they want to...
Yeah, go to qhhtofficial.com and we have a sale going on. This is a really cool sale. So come on. You know, this is a time if you're ever thinking about doing this, it's a wonderful way to help people. Go over there and see what it, if it interests you, resonates with you. We would love to have you on board. And I just saw them saying, hey, we're coming up on time. So I'm like, you know, anyway, so go there. And if you want Soul Speak information or anything about Soul Speak, understanding the language of your body, like, anyway, juliacannon.com. And Tracy, how can people find you and what you got going?
TracyMahan.com, TRACIEMAHAN. And we have a workshop, a group workshop online coming up. Please come check that out. It's on my website, August 6th, for an all-day workshop, online workshop, six of us presenting and an answer, a question and answer panel at the end. Going to be fabulous. Check it out. TracyMahan.com. Get over there.
Yeah.
And also for QHHT sessions or any other sessions that I offer. Okay, you guys. Yay. Look, it
love
looks
you.
Like
me. Bye.
Ooh, look at the energy on my hand.
Look what's doing to your Arcturian back there.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, right up on his cheek.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you guys. Love you. Bye.